I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Conrad just reminded us, I should be remiss if I don't mention, happy Pulaski Days to our West Michigan Polish heritage
listeners.
It's awesome. I'm going to be out of town, but I generally am going to be a part of that. So I'm going to miss it this year, and I apologize. But Barbecue Bob, go have some Glumke Kapusta others for me.
I've got a wedding. I got to head to the state capitol. Oh, my favorite place.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So with us is Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports, a longtime sponsor and a very good friend. So we want to talk about some deer camp food first. What do you like to take for your deer camp? Because I know
it's always chili. For you know, chili's always got to be a mainstay. But I was thinking about your sword thing over on top of the fire. And, you know, to make it really a hunting camp thing, you should just take one of your arrows with a Grim Reaper broadhead and stick it through that thing. And you'd be all set.
Well, that's what he's hoping to do to get the dough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. As many as I lose.
Right, yeah. Well, Merle, that probably doesn't bother you too much that Bob loses arrows, because what do you got to do? You got to go buy more of them, right? And where do you go? You go to Allen Bob's to do that. But, Merle, the chili that you mentioned, are you a spicy chili guy? Are you a white chili, green? What is it?
I'm a spicy chili guy.
Yeah.
The Tex-Mex style.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I like the chicken chili too, you know, the white chili, but not as much as the spicy chili.
I find them all to be good, but for deer camp, if somebody brings white chili, I'm thinking they're the camp cook.
Right?
Yeah. Right. You're not going in a tree. Right. You're going to be cleaning.
Right, yeah. Right. Sweep
Enough
the tent
said.
Out while I'm gone.
Enough
yeah.
said.
Yeah. So, Bob, you're a chili guy. You make all kinds of chili all the time. Break one down that you like best, because if you like spicy chili, you're going to hear one right now. I guarantee it. Because
well,
I've eaten
and
your chili
that's
before.
Up to you, totally. You know,
right.
But I keep dried peppers. I go to the Mexican market and buy the dried peppers.
Those ones that are hanging in a string, like
well,
on
they're very often in a
bag.
Yeah. Ancho and I can't even say them, but there's about four different types. I just look and I buy them, and they're all good.
Right.
But I'll take a variety of those, and sometimes I'll cook down fresh tomatoes like I just did. My neighbor gave me a ton of tomatoes, so I thought I'd just cook them up. And that's kind of a nice way to go. Blanch them, get the skin off them, and just cook the snot out of them. Put those peppers in when you're boiling them down and add water and just keep cooking and cooking. And then whatever you're going to throw in for meat, like I buy a half a cow at a time. Or a whole cow, and you end up with some.
Yep. Have you ever tried liver in your chili?
No, but there's a thought.
Let me help you out.
Liver pie?
Yeah, let me help you out there. There's a story behind that. We'll do that another time.
Yeah, but, see, he's starting to whine already.
I'm not
Merle,
whining.
You're
Merle, if
it.
One of your best buddies calls you up and says, hey, I need a favor. I got a half a cow,
now,
and
you're
I had a guy back out. So will you come by the other quarter? Because I only need a quarter. My wife need, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Well, I got 16 pounds of liver. I'm thinking there is not a 64-pound liver in that cow. And I got all the liver. I didn't get a quarter of the liver.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So you got the other three quarters of the liver.
I did. I got 16 pounds. And I'm
so
like,
that
do the math. That's a 64-pound liver in that cow.
So
I'm
that tells
not.
Me Corey never got any.
I'm thinking that the boys might have just leaned on my pile a little bit and said, I don't want this. Wet. Here it came. It's all good. I'd have done the same thing. I just was on the wrong end of that transaction.
Okay.
Anyway, back to chili.
Yes. Thank you. God, thank you. Do you ever soak your beans or do you just use canned?
No, I just use canned.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're boiling down your tomato sauce like that, if you've soaked beans, it's a great time to cook them. I don't think they're any better. They're a little bit better, but canned and, you know, you get those beans in the bottle, the mixed beans and stuff, they're so good. And I would tell you right now, there's a lot of food shortages. So if you're thinking about rifle season only, go wipe out the bean section in your local market because don't say we didn't tell you so. You're going to have – that's a great protein. They store forever in a can.
Yep.
Also, then I put celery – bacon. I fry up my meat in bacon grease. But, you know, I brought up the cow not to hear you whine again.
I'm done
about
with that story now.
Oh, God.
These guys have probably heard it three times already. We've only been on here 2 months.
Yeah.
So
well,
I might be sore about it, but I'm over
it.
The
people that are left.
Right.
Anyway, I asked him to cube the round steak because what else are you going to do with it? You know?
Right.
And if you take that and just slice it up into cubes when you're before you
cube the cubes.
Cube the cubes. And then fry it, just brown it, throw it in your chili and cook it a couple hours. It's a fantastic steak for chili.
Mm-hmm.
I also put beef bouillon, you know, the nice chef's choice.
Is that the pasty stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the liquid, but.
And all sorts of stuff. But there's a añejo, what's it called? Tagine.
Tagine.
T-A-J-I-N.
And that's kind of a citrusy salt.
It's a beautiful blend of seasonings.
Right.
And it is salty. But I always put some tagine in there. And maybe, it depends on the mood, you know. I like playing around with chili, you know that. But I always finish it off with a little bit of cornmeal. And I put that in my coffee grinder and I powderize it. And then I'll pour beer in with it in a bowl and I'll mix it into a slurry. And I finish it off with beer and corn.
Corn.
Yep.
And then what does that do? Just thicken it up a little bit?
A little bit, but it sweetens it.
Oh, okay. The cornmeal does.
Takes the acidity down because yeah. I'm not a big put sugar in a chili thing.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Merle, do you go to camp anywhere? Is it just locally, or do you got a tradition?
No, we don't do any camping uh-huh. anymore. But you know, we've got a cottage that we treat as a deer camp for the deer season, the bow season, and you know, we go to deer camp about 5-6 times a year. Actually.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it works out pretty good. Yeah.
So the answer is yes, he has a deer camp.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like that would be a pretty comfortable one too.
Yeah, it really is.
Hot and cold. Running water and furnace and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I can hear the siren.
Yeah.
The ambulance is on the way.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay, how about stew? You ever make any stew at deer camp?
No.
No?
No, I haven't done any stew.
Do you like stew?
It's okay. Stew's okay.
But you, Job?
What do you make stew in, Bob?
What do you think?
I think maybe it's a Dutch oven, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Right. So this is kind of fun. And it's
Chop only mentions it now because he finally has one.
Right. And Barbecue Bob talked about them ad nauseum for years, and then he finally bought me one. But
I knew there was only one way to shut him up, yeah. And that was to buy him one. Now he loves it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's
he
good.
Sings its virtues.
Yes. It's yes, a Dutch oven is a big cast pot with a cast top, cast iron. So it heats very evenly, and you can cook things beside the fire,
yeah.
Not necessarily in the fire with them. And there, it's a long, slow cook.
I think if you put a hook on your Churrasco rack.
Ooh, now you're asking a lot of that Churrasco rack.
You could hang your pot.
Yeah, you could. Yep, you could. But
they put a rim around the lid so you can actually put your coals on top as well. Mm-hmm. So what you're supposed to do, or a lot of people do, is they'll dig a little indent in the dirt by the fire. They'll scoop out some coals, put the coals in there, set the pot on there, and then put another scoop on the lid. And,
right, and you get heat coming from the
it's beautiful
under
yeah.
and over.
You can do a roast. You can if you take that camp deer, you can throw a shoulder in there, a neck, anything you want like that.
Sure.
Bring lots of onions and spices to deer camp.
Yeah.
Job.
Right.
Yep. Take it away, buddy.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit of equipment with Merle because 'tis the season to sharpen your quiver. Stick with us. We'll be back.